Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's 3 ways you're using AI to be more efficient in business and life?
Number one, I've been training all of my employees to learn how to become great prompt managers of AI, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to rely on their intelligence at all, right? So if I say, hey, I want a set of emails that's going to be sent out for the high-level tour, and I need them to be intellectual and make people question reality, right? Then I need you to be able to go into ChatGPT and create a prompt that's going to get you the right set of replies so that you can then make that email. Decreases the time you're going to have to spend, right, on creating that email, but also you now get to generate more ideas, which allow us to be more effective because I don't have to hire 10 more people. So now one person can do the job of 10 people or possibly 100 people, right? So in business, training people to use the AI is more important, right? So if we go through the different list of AI, say, okay, I need you to be efficient in this AI management, right? So I need you to manage this tool. And that's a more important way to manage employees right now, saying that, okay, who's efficient in AI? Because now I don't have to depend on your greed or your experiences, right? I need you, number one, to understand the culture of the business. And then number two, I need you to be efficient in these new technologies, right? If you can't do that, then I don't need you at all. I'll find somebody else, right? So for me, that has allowed me to put a certain standard on my employees to say, we need certain efficiency. And if you don't know this, then you're outdated. You're the old model.
What are you expecting out of them as a result of using it?
Efficiency and effectiveness. I need them to have greater output. I need what you could do when you say that, you know, I can only do 10 emails a day. You should be able to say, you know, you should be able to get 100 done, right? Then you should be able to figure out different marketing ways that you can add on to the business as well, because they have AIs to where you can go in there and it can generate ideas for you. So you should come to me with ideas and say, yo, this is what we're missing. This is what allows us to be able to be a more complete and round business. So I don't want people that need to be told what to do, because those are the jobs that are going to be replaced the fastest. I need people who can critically think, right? During this time right now, you know, let's say if we getting scholars or responses with people that want to sponsor the episode, and I say, a person say, well, I never put together that type of letter. I don't need that from you. I need you to go to AI, and I need you to train yourself on how to get AI to put together this type of letter. What is the format, right? And then have it sync with it. So now I feel like I can give orders that's beyond people's skill level as long as they can manage the AI to get the work done, right? So now now the workforce gets to become whatever I need them to do versus, okay, you do this specific task, you do this task. No, everybody's LeBron now.
Yep.
I don't have no bench players. Everybody's starters, everybody's the star, everybody does everybody's job, right? That's how they do in the Marines and things of that nature when you have the top tier teams. In case one man falls down, the next person knows how to do the next person's job. So I don't take no for an answer no more because we got an AI. You understand me? And I think that that's a beautiful thing. At the same time, I do think that there's going to be a lot of issues that's going to arise with AI. There's a lot of great things going to arise with AI, and it's going to be a conversation because it's the greatest shift and technology that human beings will ever go
through.
That's
true. Yeah.
Keith, you talked about, and we've had this conversation before, you and I, about prompt engineering. And so I'm sure there's some people in the audience who are not really aware of what that is and how important it is. But for those who do know, I guess, can you where would somebody refine that skill or learn that skill set? Or where do they study to even become somebody who can do this? I mean, this is pretty one of the most important things to AI, right? Is that language.
So right now, there's no one way to say who would be good at prompt engineering. Right. There's a debate on this as we speak, as far as who would be the greatest at this skill. What I believe, you know, I think my interpretation of AI is it works better if you're already smart. Right. And so prompting period is, you know, typing in, you know, one sentence or word and getting a response, 1 to 2, 3 responses. That's traditionally what a prompt is. Prompt engineering is engineering and designing, right, your speech or your inquiry in a way where AI can respond, you know, correctly. So if I say, AI, listen, I need you to write me a movie script, right? AI is going to write a movie script. It's going to ask you, okay, what kind of movie script? And you'll be like, okay, well, I want to write a scary movie that would be good blockbuster hit right now and 2023 as we go through war times. Now, why would I add context about war times? Because maybe it has information about, you know, the type of content that a person would want to watch during uncertain times during war, right? But then I would take it further. So let's say you're a movie buff and you say, okay, well, I need you to assume. So now you're telling the AI to take on the characteristic. I need you to assume that you are Stephen King, right? And I want you to write a movie like Stephen King would make. So now it's going to get a completely different response than if you would have just told it to write a movie. So this is prompt engineering, right? Prompting it to get different responses until you get the correct one, right? And some people know how to go in there and automatically put the context of what they want the response to be the first time or second time versus somebody else that may be spending a whole day trying to get AI to get it right. And so good prompt engineers know how to go in there and get the right responses in a quicker and shorter amount of time, right? So like when I'm researching things, because my mind is creative and I have maybe a little more data on certain subjects, I'm going to go in there and be like, okay, I need you to, you know, write out, I don't know, let's say I like using emails, right? Because everybody do a lot of emails. So, or let's say a caption. I need you to write out a caption like Malcolm X, but I want you to do it with the thinking of Malcolm X, but I want you to do it with the eloquency of Martin Luther King, right? And so therefore, it's going to give me a different response. So the more data that you have on your own self, the more different contexts that you can put into the AI to respond in different ways. Then you can say, well, I need you to do it humorous. Right. I need you to do it. OK, give me 2 different responses. I like to get bulletin points from AI. I don't like when it does long form just going. So I would tell AI, you know, give me the emotions of 2000. I did this before. Give me the emotional settings of each year from the 1900s to 2020. So first I establish a baseline of what it would give me, right? And then I'll go in there and I tweak it based on, you know, it first gave me, you know, these ones. And I said, well, context it based on what the people were going through during that time. Take in the financial market, take in, you're right, the social landscape of everything that was happening. And I need you to give me one word, emotions. Mm-hmm. Right. And so now it's giving me that. Then I'll say further, because this is ChatGPT I'm talking about. Right. So further, if it's in the same conversation, then ChatGPT is recording the conversation from the top to bottom. So it understands the context when you say something next. Right. So you can tell it, say, hey, I need you to assume that you are a stock expert this whole entire time while we talk. And as we start off the conversation, always say, you know, peace, God. So in every response, from the first time that you told it to do that into the last string of inquiries, it will say, peace, God. Then it will respond like a stock expert. Then you can say, hey, teach me like a third grader. So if you go to a place and you're getting high level information, you don't have to ask people to simplify anymore. You can just take the notes and then feed it to ChatGPT and say, hey, I went to this seminar. I did not understand everything. Here are my notes. Can you break this down to me like a third grader? You can give it context to yourself. Hey, I only had 1 year of schooling. I'm from the South. I talk like this. This is what I do. So now ChatGPT is taking in all of these different contexts. And so it's going to customize that education for you. So this is the way I do. I make sure it's customized for me. I don't want general responses, right? And another thing you have to know, ChatGPT-4, I would say that's the best one, really the only one we should use.
Yeah.
Because the other ones, you're probably going to get 1 out of 4 responses could be wrong. Yes, so a lot of people can be confident wrong information because the AI sometimes gets creative, it gets confused. It kind of like drifts and just adds stuff. And it's like, what is this about? And so if a person not that smart, they might not know that they're getting false information because the AI says it in such a confident manner. But it's a language programming, you know, tool. So even as we speak, we pulling from language, thinking about the next thing to say. But AI has way more suite of information and language to pull from than the average person. So it can say things like it was correct, but that doesn't mean it actually was. Yeah. Right. So prompt engineering would be the number one skill set. Right. It is the number one skill set to learn, in my opinion. Right. When it comes to the future of technology.
Yeah, I know we talked about it before, but if we can go back to the 90s and teach our kids coding, prompt generation is our era's version of coding.
Right.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't have that down, you're going to miss out on a wave. And also, too, for everyone who's employed, begin using this to get out 15x, 20x, 30x output in your job to be more efficient. There's some people who use the script right and automate some things at their jobs, but either you can be a part of the wave and let it take over your job, or you can use it and get the results now because most companies are not using it. And also, if you have a database of material, you can ask it to write in your voice. Like, so when I use it, I'll say, hey, write this email or Telegram message. Or
Oh, you're giving too much away now. Hey, you're giving too much away now, Ian.
I'm just saying, it helps you got a lot.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.